If you have your Bibles handy, open it to Genesis chapter 16. Before I go to any of these verses, I'd like to say that we should always beware of being more eager to do God's will than He is for us to do it. God wants us to be obedient to do His will. He never expects us to fulfill His promises. Those promises will be fulfilled by God Himself. He is capable of fulfilling every promise that He has made for us. We don't have to come up with our own plans in order to save God's face. God is able. We used to sing that old song in church. My God is able. Oh, yes, He is able. God asked Abraham the question, is there anything too hard for God? No, sirree, Bob. There is nothing too hard for God. He will keep His promise. He will fulfill His word. What we need to learn is that God does not work on our timetable. Sarah was in her 70s. Abraham was well into his 80s, and he did not have any children. Abraham and Sarah knew that the promises that were made to him by God all hinged on Abraham having seed. So Sarah, leaning on her own understanding and not waiting for the wisdom of God, decided to take matters into her own hands. Someone once said, if you want to make God laugh, tell Him your plans. I wonder what God was thinking as He heard Sarah's plan, when He saw what was about to take place in the home of Abraham. Maybe He said, I'll just sit back and watch. I'm going to watch and see what happens. God does that sometimes, you know. He'll just let us go on and on and on while He sits and watches. He doesn't interfere every time. He does not always intervene and correct us, but He will let us learn some lessons on our own. Did not our parents do the same thing for us? There were many times when they intervened and kept us from being harmed. And then there were other times when they just let us go, let us do our own thing, and let us learn our own lessons. In my life, I have learned a lot of things, and most of them the hard way. This was a hard lesson for Abraham and Sarah. Because of their choice, they both suffered pain and grief and frustration and humiliation for many years to come, until Hagar was finally cast out permanently. I want to say again, Hagar does not stand for sin. Hagar represents the carnal life, the old man, the old sinful nature when it seeks to rule. Carnality can never be in a ruling position. The carnal must yield to the spiritual. The carnal must be cast out. The characteristics of the carnal is the passion to dominate, to rule, to call the shots. It is not only sin that can produce havoc in our life, but it is that carnal determination to rule, to be in charge, to be the boss, to have the last word. And the Bible says that when Sarah dealt harshly with her, she fled from her face. Sometimes our attitudes, our disposition, our seeking to usurp authority which does not belong to us will result in bad treatment. This harsh treatment came as a result of Hagar's attitude. Hagar's desire for a position that was not meant for her. Sometimes our treatment comes as a result of the same thing. The Bible says she fled from her face. Where did she go? Out into the wilderness, alone and pregnant and afraid. Maybe some of you young ladies can identify with Hagar. Becoming pregnant by someone that's not your husband, and you feel the only thing left for you to do is to flee, run. So you become a runaway, running away from reality, running away from harsh words and unkind attitudes. No matter where you run, God will find you. God is aware of your circumstances. God is aware of the treatment that you have received. You can never flee to a place that God cannot find you. The Bible says that Jonah fled from the presence of the Lord, but God found Jonah. Young lady, no matter what your circumstances are, no matter how destitute you may feel, no matter where you may run to, God will meet you there. God loves you. God is concerned about you. His eye is on you. If you could just only sense His presence, God has a blessing for you. Stop running. Return. Not only does God have a blessing for you, but God will bless that child. You and your child can be great and greatly blessed by the Lord. Return. Do the right thing. Get off of that road to Egypt. Get off of that road to idolatry and sinfulness. Return to the promised land, and you will be blessed beyond your imagination. God has got a blessing waiting for you. But it's not to be found on the road to Egypt. Only if you return and remain in the promised land.